It's big day for the big head. Big day for the big head. Time once again for big head bets. And once again, as a refresher, what started out as something that we would do for fun got pretty serious pretty damn quickly. As a reminder, James Kelly, a.k.a. the flight deck, because of his enormous forehead. James Kelly is the longtime lead digital program director for this show, as well as a number of other things that he does away from this show that would blow your mind, but that's for another day. The thing about this dude has always been lights out when it came to picking games on the side. Like, it was something we'd have fun with, because, like, dude was like Rain Man in that regard. And I always got a kick out of it. So one day I said, you know what, James, why don't we do this on the air? You know, not for money, but for entertainment purposes only. We'll have some fun. But then he started to come on and he was killing it. Like hitting better than 60% of his NFL picks against the spread. That's pro level stuff right there. So at that point I said, screw it. Screw the for entertainment purposes only. Let's get down. Let's get paid.
Everybody,
so that's
down.
What we do. You can now follow him officially at Big Head Bets, at Big Head Bets on Twitter. You can listen to him weekly here in the jungle. Head, it's time. It's Super Wild Card Weekend. You're hitting at roughly 64% against the spread on the season in the NFL. Head, how you feeling?
I'm feeling awesome, Jim. Great football weekend, and now that I know that creepy Ronnie T's coming back, it really doesn't get better than that.
All right, stay in your lane, bro. We haven't even gotten into it yet, and he's already starting on, quote, creepy Ronnie T. All right, so we've got six games, Head. Let's get it. I am so geeked for the Bills getting their home playoff for the first time in a quarter of a century. I absolutely love Buffalo. I love everything about them. The Colts are coming to town. They have to deal with the elements and some members of the mafia that they're going to let in. My question for you, Head, are you going to mess with the mafia or are you going to take the Bills and lay the 6.5?
Jim, I'm going to mess with the mafia and take that table head on. Indy plus 6.5 there, I'll take that. Look, you talked about the Bills O, and I agree on all that. They're explosive, but I'm hoping they've peaked a touch early, kind of like Hammer himself. But this real play is about the Buffalo run D. And Indy will travel nicely here, Jim. Quentin Nelson, Ryan Kelly, and the boys will move that Buffalo Bills line off the ball. And Jonathan Taylor is hot. Indy's averaging 175 yards a game on the ground their last three games out. Third best in the NFL. Kill clock. And Uncle Phil can't turn this over. I like Indy to cover at plus 6.5.
How about this guy? A creepy Ronnie T blast, and he's going against the Bills already. All right, so he's got Indy plus 6.5. Head, Rams in Seattle. No one knows each other the way these two teams do. What we don't know, though, is who the Rams are going to start at quarterback. Jared Goff with his jacked up, surgically repaired digit, or LinkedIn legend John Wolford. Aaron Donald, Head, is so badass, he makes it sound like it doesn't even matter who they start at quarterback because their defense is that good. Is he right, and do you want the Rams and the 3.5 points?
So Aaron Donald's right. He is a badass, but he's right. They're great at home, but they're not as great a defense away from home, Jim. They're very good, but they just allow 10 more points away from L.A. than they do at home. And the problem is here is Jared Goff. Look, he turns the ball over without a busted-up finger, so I don't like that too much here. I would actually take the Rams if he were healthy, but I just don't think he will be. So he's going to have to rely on that run game to pick him up, and that's where Seattle's defense does good, to stop the run. I think weird-ass Russ improvises just enough to cover this. Seattle minus 3.5. I hate the hook at the end of it, but I'm still taking Seattle minus 3.5.
Is it too much to ask? Can you not editorialize about, quote, creepy Ronnie T and, quote, weird-ass Russ? Man, just stick to the picks. All right, so he's got Seattle minus 3.5. Bucks minus 8, big head, versus the Washington football team. This is what TB43 busted out for, to take a shot at ring 7 and jamming it up the hoodie's ass. Interestingly enough, the journey starts on the road against the 7-9 football team. The football team, James, they're not world beaters, but they do beat the hell out of quarterbacks. How are you playing this game?
Yeah, you got strength v. strength here, Jim. Tampa's O and Washington's D, but as always, Tommy has an advantage at every single skill position he has all year long. And the Bucks, oh, they play better than anyone on the road. They're averaging nearly 70 yards more a game on the road than home, and an NFL best 33 points away on road games. Alex Smith is 5-1 as a starter, but he's also thrown 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Great story. Not a great playoff QB. I'm going Tommy and his old ass reflexes -8 here, Jim.
Bucks -8. All right, then you've got the Ravens and Titans. They're getting after it again. Deck, I love the game. The Titans got them last year in the postseason in their place when Lamar Jackson was the MVP. Then they beat them this year in OT. Now Tennessee's got them in their place. They're a 3-point dog at home. That's pretty enticing. Who are you riding with in that game?
So a year ago, we called the upset and took the Titans, but now we're not. I'm going to go B-more here. The biggest difference here, Jim, is between the two teams is that Titans defense, I mean, it's ass, to be accurate. They can't rush the passer. They can't play pass D and struggle against the run, allowing 4.6 yards a carry. They also rank 32nd on third down and 30th in red zone defense, Jim. They are also extremely undisciplined, and they haven't been the same since Dean Pease left. I'm going Lamar with no Rhea and the Ravens finally beating the Titans -3 at Tennessee.
Did you say no Rhea?
Yeah, correct. Healthy Lamar, -3.
Healthy Lamar and no Rhea, -3. Write that down. Alvin, don't encourage it. Deck, Saints, -10 against the Bears. I'm still not sure how Chicago got in, but they did. And as we know, some really weird things happened to the Saints the past few years in the postseason. So you've got to think Sean Payton's going to have them ready for anything at all. Then again, Mitchell Trubisky played better down the stretch. You can have him and them and 10 points if you want them. Is there any chance, Head, that Trubisky's played his way into a new deal and any chance that you would roll with him in the points?
Hell no on all things Mitch Trubisky here, Jim, related. The fact is he and that O feasted off Detroit, Houston, Minnesota, and Jacksonville defenses, 4 of the 6 worst yard-per-play average units in the entire NFL. And they get a Saints defense that's pretty legit here. One, they're rated in the top 6 in passer rating, yards per game, all the major defensive statistical categories of Saints defense.
Breathe,
here.
Dude.
And also,
breathe through it.
Drew Brees, he knocked off some rust last week. They get Alvin Kamara back, and they hopefully get Michael Thomas on the field. It looks like they will. I'm taking the Saints -10.
Big number. Saints -10. All right. We've got Steelers and Browns. You know how strongly I feel about the Browns. You know just how jacked up things are for the Browns coming in. Coach of the Year candidate, Kevin Stefanski's out after testing positive for COVID. Same thing with one of their best linemen, Joel Bitonio. The Browns never win in Pittsburgh. The Steelers' backups gave them hell last week. I know there's no way, Flight Deck, that you would pick the Browns straight up here, but would you take the Browns +6?
Negative, Jim. I hit Pittsburgh at 4 when the line
negative
came out.
Rider, the
I'm hitting
pulled.
It at -6. I mean, I would. Pittsburgh's offense is garbage, but Cleveland's defense allows almost 30 points a game on the road, and now there's no Olivier Vernon. That doesn't help. You mentioned the injury to the stud guard. Horrible loss for that offense against this defense. Also, this is a play-action offense to the extreme in Cleveland. No one in the NFL handles it better than Pittsburgh's defense. I got to go Steelers here, boss, -6.
That is tough, but the logic makes sense. All right, listen, before you go, those are all 6, and I'll run down those. I'll recap them really quickly. But before we let you go, what about the championship game on Monday night? It's still going to be played. Bama, Ohio State, what's the latest line that you've seen, and how are you going to play that game?
The line is 8, Jim, and I like Ohio State +8. I had Ohio State against Clemson, and the key will be Justin Fields, of course, throwing against that Bama defense. Florida and Ole Miss, they threw it against Bama, and they had success. Ohio State's offense is rolling. They had 639 yards against Clemson. I think they can move the ball. The biggest questions are Alabama's secondary and the Buckeyes' secondary. Ohio State is getting some flap for their secondary, but it's better than a lot of people think it is. I'm going Buckeyes, the Ohio State, +8.
You know, I actually like that. Most of the money is going to Bama, so I like that you're going the other way. He is the Flight Deck. Follow him on Twitter, @BigHeadBets. @BigHeadBets.
Ohio State.
All right, JK, have a great weekend. Appreciate that. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Thanks, Jim.
He is the Big Head. Really quickly, here are his picks. Indy, +6.5 against the Bills. Seattle minus 3.5 against the Rams. Bucks minus 8 against the Washington football team. The Saints are minus 10. Minus 10 against the Bears. Ravens minus 3 against Tennessee. Steelers minus 6 against the Browns. And he's got OSU plus 8. The big head, James Kelly, hitting on 64% of his picks, which is an astronomical number. We'll see if he can stay near that or at that or better than that this weekend. Where do you come out? Who do you like? Who you got is what I'm asking you.